USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump informed Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi that her planned trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. He said the administration will reschedule this seven-day excursion when the partial government shutdown is over. And Trump also called the event a public relations event and suggested, though, that Pelosi could fly commercial if needed. The president did not respond to Speaker Pelosi's request asking him to postpone the upcoming State of the Union address until after the partial government shutdown is over. Pennsylvania Democratic Representative Matt Cartwright wonders if there should even be a State of the Union address.
The question really arises in the context of a shutdown. I mean, should we even be having a State of the Union address during a shutdown?
Cartwright did also say that security concerns were part of his issue as well with the State of the Union address during the shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The partial government shutdown affecting the big game? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The shutdown and the Super Bowl, are they related? Well, there are concerns that the Super Bowl could hit a snag if the partial government shutdown continues into early February when the big game is held. Republican Georgia Senator Johnny Isakson is pointing out that the biggest tourism event in the world this year is coming to Atlanta, and he's wondering what would happen if the largest airport in the world in Atlanta was to have to shut down because of continued TSA sickouts or maybe even a strike. TSA officials report that the number of its workers who've been calling in sick has doubled over the same time last year in recent days.
Skywatchers are once again in for a rare treat this weekend as astronomers say a rare blood moon will be on display Sunday night into Monday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
After missing paychecks due to the partial government shutdown on Friday, the number of TSA agents not showing up for work has grown, forcing some passengers to wait in long lines at airports as airports continue to make do with slimmer security staffs. Some airports across the country are doing what they can to help out TSA officers who are not being paid by feeding them breakfast or even giving them lunch or care packages. James Keyes is a TSA worker. He says it's getting harder and harder to work without getting paid.
Everyone's angry, everyone's upset, and everyone's scared. It's demoralizing because you go to work and you expect, you know, pay for hard work, and you wake up and your bank account's empty.
Four Americans, including two service members, are among the 19 people that were killed in a suicide bombing in Syria on Wednesday. The deadly attack is reviving the debate in Congress over President Trump's exit strategy. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News he knows the group that's responsible for yesterday's attack.
For anybody to imply that somehow the president is responsible for this, there is one person or a group that is responsible for the death of these Americans. An evil group called ISIS that came from an evil group called Al-Qaeda, and somebody that walked in and decided to blow themselves up and not care about civilians or Americans.
Kinzinger adds,
that's a choice that's made for us. Where we fight them is, and I would much rather fight them there than here.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Four Southern California men were arrested and face multiple felony charges after an alert pharmacist in St. George called police Tuesday to report suspected prescription fraud. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for the mountains of central and southern Utah and surrounding areas through 11 a.m. tomorrow. A reported brush fire Tuesday night turned out to be a structure fire that ignited in an old abandoned warehouse off Old Apex Mine Road. The 2019 St. George Half Marathon is set for this Saturday at 9 a.m. And this year's St. George Women's March, this Saturday, will focus more on celebration, not protesting. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, rain likely today, 70% chance, 51. Rain again tonight, 35. Partly cloudy, then clearing tomorrow, 54. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
All right. Time to start using finger puppets and crayons to explain why self-defense is a good thing. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Who was it? Remind me, it was the feminist. It was angry women. Who was it that killed off chivalry in men, gentility in men? Who was it that said men holding the doors for women was insulting? Who was it that said men who believed that it was their job to try to provide for their families, including their wives, was some kind of a sexist gambit? Who was it that said the beautiful old custom of having men take off their hats when a woman was present, or to stand when a woman entered the room? Who called that vestiges of patriarchy? So you basically, at the one hand, feminists, you destroyed every impulse in genuine masculinity to be nurturing, to be kind, to be protective, to be provisional. You called all traditional classy male values, you called them sexist. All that then left in your arsenal was the handful of bad men who do bad things. Meanwhile, you, on the feminine side, are 100% exempted from the consequences of what you did to chivalrous men, to thoughtful men, to providing men. You drove them away. It was you who said that women don't need fathers in the household. It was you who said men have no say in the life of the babies they conceive with you. You can abort them at will. It was you, feminists, who downgraded every aspect of our military and our police, where men and our fire departments, where men primarily stand tall and brave. You said that that was toxic masculinity. And now you come back at us after you've stripped men of every responsibility that they willingly took upon themselves, and you condemn them for that because they're not the kind of men you say they should be? That is the seat of hypocrisy.
Oh, yeah. You say it, Pesta. I love him. Wow. I love this.
He was on a roll.
Welcome, Uncle Milty. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. And that was great, especially on the heels of the Women's March, right? Right?
The Women's March.
Yeah. That's the little pink hat.
They're not protesting. They're celebrating.
Oh, is that because there's nothing to protest?
Probably.
These women are so ridiculous. I just say amen to everything that Pesta just said. And, you know, I think it's funny that they want to walk the streets celebrating. And I don't know what, I mean, I honestly don't know what they're celebrating. What are they celebrating? Murder? They're celebrating. What are they celebrating? Anyway, they're celebrating, not protesting. Okay. So just so the memo's clear and everyone knows. I was listening to, and I hate having to because it sets me back as far as I have to listen to Pelosi. You know, they're constantly coming out with the byline of the most powerful woman in Washington, the most powerful woman in Washington, again and again, shoving it down our throats. And this little, you know, chihuahua, I call her. But anyway, I always wonder, you know, where people get their power. She came from a crime family. She was a daughter of a mob boss that worked with the mob all throughout. That's how he was elected to Congress and then put in as mayor of Baltimore in Maryland. And his son, who became mayor, was accused of rape, 13-year-old, yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, they were able to get him off. So he was the only one that got off. Anyway, she comes from a real lovely family and then moved to San Francisco. And do you know that she has never been in a debate since 1989? Because nobody will run up against her. Hmm. No, they just had, they finally had somebody run up against her, and she still didn't even really debate or anything, but she hasn't been in a debate. She's sponsored 7 bills in since 1987. And they're all post office, coins, and money for a couple people. Yeah, I mean, it's not that I would want anyone to write legislation, but she calls herself the master legislature, legislator, because she was actually coined as, you know, asked how she got into power. And it's always interesting to me how people get into power and who's propping them up, you know. She's Catholic, yet she's pro-abortion. She's got a pretty wicked liberal progressive agenda, and then she poses herself as a grandma. You know, and they always do that. Mm-hmm. Hillary tried to do that, too. It never took. But anyway. And so Pelosi's rise to power is very, very interesting. I've done a lot of research on Nancy. You know, she's third in line. Third in line. Mm, and it makes you a little nervous.
See, the people around her probably are afraid of ending up like the thoroughbred horse.
By the way, on the show tomorrow, Chief Eddie Gallagher's wife. Free Eddie. He is a very decorated soldier. 90 different missions. And I mean, wow. Amazing guy. Arrested him, threw him in shackles. His situation is dire, and we've got to get some attention on that. She's going to tell his story and what happened to him. See, we have the Patriot Act now, and so it's a mess. They can imprison anyone without having to do much, so to show them any evidence against them or anything. So, especially in that case too. So, we'll have her on tomorrow. I want to talk about. Well, we were just talking about the Women's March, and so we might as well go to this real quick because I want to get to some data stuff. Senator Lee was giving his delivered his remarks on the March for Life, and then. By the way, Utah could ban abortions after 15 weeks. You know, it's funny if you have to. Funny, pathetic, sad, not funny. But if you have to. If you have to kill it to stop it from growing, why are we debating over which week?
Exactly.
It's just, it's nauseating and it's sick and it's evil that we're having to debate which week. 13th week, 10th week, 3rd week, 15th week. What is it? You have to kill it to stop it from growing. I don't know how else to, the lunacy of this whole thing that we're murdering babies and then we're deciding when to murder them. As far as what's humane, where are all these Republican conservatives that we have that basically they were elected because of their viewpoints on this? Mm-hmm. Where are they?
They don't seem to say much.
No, because a state like ours could really lead out and do something really great here, but we don't. And, just goes to show you.
You know, and when you realize how many adopted children grew up to be very, very important members of society.
Yeah.
And yet, instead of being adopted children, these children are murdered in the womb.
I know. It just... I just don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about anyone that would do this. I don't know what to say about anyone that would support this. And the fact that they're acting like we have to go and try and figure out which week. Yeah. My gosh, take the issue and do this and get rid of this, get rid of abortion in our state. We totally could do this.
Apparently you don't understand that a 16 week fetus is much more trouble than a 14 week fetus.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess we would know, you know, where that threshold is. Yeah. And so, so is it good that they want to ban, after 15 weeks? Well, yeah, except that it's not good enough.
Right.
I mean, this is just this kind of stupid soft step that they take to show they're doing something. And
exactly.
And then we all cheer. And I'm thinking, how can we still cheer when we have over 60 million babies being torn apart? What are we doing here?
And when they make that exception, they also leave loopholes to extend that exception.
Yeah, they do. I know. Yeah, So here we are still trying to figure this one out and act like there's controversy, act like there's something to do here. It's bizarre. So Planned Parenthood of Utah was suggesting a legal challenge would happen if this bill were to pass. they would really like to take and murder a baby at like 6 months, 9 months. I know Hillary wants to do it even, what, post-birth. So, you know, she gets away with that a lot. So I think that there is a consensus here that we're paying for Planned Parenthood, who would like to sue us if we ever try to stop any form of abortion, and we're paying for it. Because when they say suggest a legal challenge, we're paying for it. We support them. Mm-hmm. And so that's on us. Isn't that great? So I just wanted to go over that. It just makes me really ill. So there's that. And I want to talk about data too. I'll get to that. So Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee, spoke on the Senate floor regarding the 46th annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. this Friday. Competing marches, I guess. And the story of American history is the story, this is his comment, is the story of our nation overcoming oppression, protecting the vulnerable in our laws and with our lives, from Independence Hall to the Bill of Rights, from the abolition of slavery to universal suffrage to the civil rights movement to the triumph over Nazism, fascism, and communism. The American people have fought through prejudice and pride to assert and defend the equal dignity of every member of our human family. And for all powerful forces still aright against it, the right to life remains a part of who we are. A common heritage and a history will prove a common destiny. That is why the march grows every year, not only here in Washington, but in solidarity marches in state capitals around the country. So he also said the struggle for life is just the latest battle. I can't believe we have to march to preserve life. Think about that. Wow. It's always funny that they're on the same day. Don't you find that?
Yeah, just... but what's nice about it is when you look at the last year, the March mm-hmm. for Life, mm-hmm. most of the women there were young women.
I know.
That was great see that.
You know what the best thing I've ever seen, though, is? There is hope, because when those women were showed a video of it happening, an actual video mm-hmm. that shows exactly what takes place, they all changed their minds. They were all educated, because before that it was pride and choice. It was like, they're taking something from me, mm-hmm. so I want the choice, instead of wondering what in the world they're doing. And so when the focus was off of themselves, their selfishness, my choice, my body, and put on what was going on in the womb, they changed. And after that, they were, oh my gosh, we can't do this. We can't do this. I mean, I'm not just talking like persuaded. I'm talking definite change. Mm-hmm. So there is hope that if we can get them educated, that they wouldn't go want to present themselves down there with a, you know, vagina hat, marching along and proud of themselves that they can murder. So mm-hmm. there is some hope, I think, in trying to connect with these women that are just ignorant. They just, they look at it as a right that they ought to have, should have, and even though it's, I know for all of us it's hard to comprehend, but I don't know how you could march in that and feel proud, but they've dialed it down to a choice. So, you know, but you have to we have to be able to educate and show them and just continue on to educate, I guess, because of the brainwashing going on. So. Yep. We'll do it. When I come back, some interesting information. There have been data breaches on all of your information in Utah and around the globe today and yesterday. And I really want to talk about this and talk about what was the catalyst, what happened and why this is going on. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Is part of your New Year's resolution focusing more on finances? Join Abe Ashton for your family and your retirement Tuesday afternoon at 4:30 on Fox News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
Different, easy, comfortable. Hi, this is Justin from The Mattress Store, Southern Utah's most comfortable place to visit. And yes, we make your next mattress buying experience different, easy, and comfortable. We make it easy to shop online and get pre-approved, or come in today and get fitted for the perfect mattress with Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster mattresses with 4 Southern Utah locations, Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody meets The Mattress Store. Nobody.
Are you trying to lose weight and get in shape? Are you trying to recover from an injury or surgery? Or are you trying to improve your overall health? A swim spa or hot tub can offer you a multitude of options to lose weight, get in shape, and improve your cardiovascular health. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool has an amazing combination hot tub swim spa unit. Let Absolute Spa show you how quick, easy, and affordable it can be to own your own hot tub or swim pool. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool, 765 North Bluff Street, or AbsoluteComfortUtah.com. Come to learn more.
The Southwest Symphony presents The Best of Beethoven, Saturday, January 19th, featuring Beethoven's Fifth and the Beethoven Concerto for Violin in D, featuring Utah Symphony violinist David Park. Enjoy an evening dedicated to the music of Beethoven, Saturday, January 19th, 7:30 at the Cox Auditorium on the campus of Dixie State. For more information and tickets, go to swsutah.org.
Hey, Jay, you want to go to lunch?
No, thanks. I've got an appointment at Affordable Funeral Services.
What? Did you lose someone?
No, I'm planning my own services.
Oh, hey, are you sick? Why didn't you tell me?
No, I'm fine. I just thought I should plan ahead.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, do you have life insurance?
Sure.
So in a way, you're thinking about your family and planning ahead too, right?
I guess so.
Pre-planning means I make all the tough decisions so Melissa doesn't have to worry about it. I can even prepay.
I guess that makes sense, but...
And Brian over at Affordable Funeral Services is great. They've got all the options and rates all laid out. It's right there on their website, affordablefuneralservices.com. I'm just looking out for my family, just like you. So how about lunch tomorrow? You're buying, right?
Yeah, that's the J I know.
Affordable Funeral Services. Look for the candle. 2002 North Main Street in Cedar City. And on the web at affordablefuneralservices.com. Ask for Brian.
Questions about CBD oil? Tune in Thursdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. here on St. George News Radio. And Speedy Grow will answer all your questions.
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home Furnishings. Get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And St. George Massage, stgeorgemassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
Ogden's Flooring and Design is clearing out all of 2018 to bring in 2019. All in-stock items are priced to move, and clearance items are up to 60% off. Remnants start at just $99. All types of flooring are 0% interest for 12 months OAC. And carpet has a lifetime labor warranty.
This is Jill at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Come experience our showroom, complete with furniture, window coverings, and more. Everything from your floor to ceiling. We've got you covered. We're near Costco on 850 North. See you soon.
Ogden's Flooring and Design.
Southern Utah is such an amazing place to live and visit. Our area is full of beautiful scenery, fun things to do, great food, and excellent local businesses. We want to help everyone discover the very best places in Southern Utah for entertainment, food, beverages, health and wellness, shopping, outdoor adventure, automotive, fitness, and more as voted by you, the community. We are just days away from the time to nominate your favorite businesses for the Best of Southern Utah. Get more details at bestofsouthernutah.com.
Join Southwest Spine and Pain's Back to Life show Mondays at 5:30 here on 1450 AM, 93.1 FM, KZNU.
I'm Deidre Hall with a message about your eye health. My mother had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, which means my family members are at greater risk.
I'm Dr. Sada of Doheny, UCLA. AMD is the most common cause of severe, irreversible vision loss in older adults. If a healthcare professional suspects AMD, a retina specialist can confirm the diagnosis and work with you on a treatment plan.
Routine eye care can help maintain your vision. Visit GetEyeSmart.org for more information.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. Glad to have you listening. A lot to go over. I want to mention one of the best things I did in 2018 was go to Dr. Diet. Go to Dr. Diet and get some help on your weight loss. If you are having to I don't know, rededicate yourself today from the New Year's resolution that didn't stick. I know who you are. It's everyone out there. You know what? Get over to Dr. Diet. Have some accountability. You'll be going in and weighing and doing that weekly. It's such a great opportunity to really lose the weight. And I see so much success coming out of Dr. Diet. They're on the Boulevard in St. George. You can't miss them down by Smith's in St. George. Make sure that you get over there and just get some help. It's great. It's affordable. It's actually kind of fun because you start seeing it melt away. They also have really fantastic things that you can take for appetite. And it just really like jump starts. I had a person tell me, I need to lose about 30 pounds. Should I go? Yeah, go. Because whether it's 20 pounds or 200, start on the road. I mean, you'll just keep putting it off and trying to do this in 2020. Get it done this year. Look your best. And Dr. Diet Wellness is awesome. 628 Diet. 628 Diet. It's just time to feel a little better, isn't it? Look better in your clothes. You know. So I just wanted to mention this, that Utah, the Data Breach Solution Center, about 6 years ago, came up with a solution. And they said, you know, just enroll in this credit monitoring program and we'll just help you so that things never get breached again. And it totally worked, said no one ever. So there's that. And I want to talk about the data breach because this DMV data breach yesterday, we kind of alluded to it. But what's important to know about this is that we have in Salt Lake City, we had the Utah Driver's License Division shared Utah's personal identifying information with three state agencies in violation of law, state law. And that's what the audit was showing. So John Dougal, the state auditor, was saying, well, from our perspective, the Driver's License Division could take better steps, you know, to protect. They won't even get so much as a hand slap. But, you know, Milty and I were just talking about this. This was deliberate.
Yeah.
This wasn't even a leak. This was just a deliberate hot mess.
Well, they shared the information mm-hmm. with these agencies that asked for it.
Right.
So, I mean, the University of Utah asked them for information. The Office of State Debt Collection, the Lieutenant Governor's Office, Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, Intermountain Donor Services asked and got information.
Yeah. So now the State Tax Commission, they know what you look like. They have your driver's license, mm-hmm. which has a lot of information on it, too. And debt collection, they know what you look like. They have all your identifying information, whether or not you're a donor. I mean, this is just criminal that they're able to do this. But let me tell you what. Because they gave social security numbers, driver's license numbers, addresses, your date of birth, your gender, your physical characteristics, addresses of people undecided about organ donation, license issue dates of individuals who have outstanding debt mm-hmm. with the debt collection, mm-hmm. you know, offices. Very sensitive information. So back last year in January, Andreg and Notwell put together this bill, the Utah Data Research Center Act. And guess what? Everybody down here voted for this. Ibsen and everyone. Everyone down at Vickers, you name mm-hmm. it, they all voted for this. And this basically took this agency, the Utah Data Agency, and they have specifically these agencies are sharing all of your private info. Utah, so it's like a one-stop shop collection center. Utah System of Higher Education, Utah System of Technical Colleges, Utah Board of Education, Utah Department of Health, Utah Department of Workforce Services. And this is what they say, not what we're saying, what they say about themselves. The data provided from our partner agencies constitutes the P2OW pipeline. It captures the behavior of individuals starting in early childhood through primary and secondary schools, higher education, and then lastly, as they enter the workforce. The data are stored on an annual basis and considered as a set longitudinal, allowing for the study of, get this, long-term patterns. So they want this to be very impactful for the state. And everyone around here, Don Ibsen, who votes everything for the state, mm-hmm. everything for the deep state. I mean, he really is an atrocity. You have Vickers, last all of them voted for this. And there was like Ivory. I've had him on the show. He voted for it. Noel. I mean, all of them wanted this data center that would capture the behavior of all your kids, send it up through the pipeline and then on, and even with Department of Health too. So they could analyze, you know, just analyze. And well, nobody was angry about it.
Well, here's the best part. The understanding, they say, understanding the auditor's statutory interpretation, the driver's license division identifies the language in the governing statute may be interpreted in various ways. Due to the various legal interpretations of the statutory language, it's really hard to know what we can and cannot do, so we just decide for ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it's
the original legislation was wide open for this.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's really hard to know whether you give another agency the info or you don't. I mean, it's pretty clear cut. You're either going to give it or you're not. I don't even know what's to debate. I don't understand what they don't understand. Where's the confusion? You're either giving it or you're not.
I see the confusion.
What?
It's just common sense. If you're collecting the data, it must be so you can give it to somebody.
Yeah.
That, I mean, what else would you be collecting it for?
Exactly. Exactly. They're creating one-stop shops. And this is exactly why we were telling everyone that that we were about to put a federal bill through that codified this. And that was the Foundations Bill, the bill that made it so that it's not illegal to do this. Now, this happened before it was made legal. And you know what? Nobody will care. And they won't even get a slap on the hand. And it's all your data. And you don't get a choice. I mean, you want a driver's license. Mm-hmm. You have to go and give them all this stuff. They do biometrics. They do all of this stuff at the DMV now. And you don't get a choice in what you have to give up to get your license. Kidney, small child. You know, you just don't get a say. And so now they're taking this. And let me just tell you, I was looking at this because what we always see here is kind of through the lens of Utah. And I was looking kind of countrywide. So there was two huge breaches today. One was another DMV today, Oklahoma. 7 years of FBI data got leaked, corporation info, social securities, AIDS patients exposed. I mean, I'm talking a very huge breach. Also, 770 million email addresses was reported today, shared online in the largest data breach in history.
Wow.
Yeah. 21 million unique passwords have been exposed by Equifax and Yahoo. So then I was looking at DMVs, and I was noticing how much our DMVs are giving out information all the time. So California even has offices, DMV offices are set up adjacent to lawmakers' offices, which is kind of interesting. But New York DMV breach led to 11 felony charges. This was just in the last few years. The Honolulu had the same thing happen. The California Department of Motor Vehicles, again in 2015, you had a severe amount. I mean, I could go on and on. Facebook had their data breach. But what I'm saying is that we are, it's going on at least every year and a half. And we don't look at it in a cumulative fashion. And it's happening in all the states. And so why are the DMVs so weak? Wouldn't you love to know that? Wouldn't you love to know why they have not been shored up even after the first breach? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate. How old are you, Uncle Milty? I wanted to comment on this from another standpoint, too. Mm-hmm. There is so much wrong with this, and they're going to be doing it all over the country here in 2020. It's the real ID thing that they're pushing everywhere. And it's not a far stretch to see where eventually they could, with all your biometric data and all your health information and everything else in these, how long will it be before they check your records to see if you've been vaccinated? If you don't get vaccinated, then you don't get the driver's license.
Exactly. See, this is all led up to the bill that was passed because the interagency sharing is what they did on Monday when it was signed. And so you're right, because that's just in line with the ID, the real ID. You had to have the interagencies have it be legal for them to do this. They weren't doing anything about it anyway, but now it's legalized. And so you're right, it's leading right up into 2020. It's convenient.
Yeah. And then that's when you're going to have the situation where, and this is where people are going to have to decide where your line is in the sand. Are you going to just go ahead, you know, like, for example, I don't trust them as far as I can throw them with the vaccines.
No, I don't either.
Okay. When Trish and I go into a doctor's office, they say flu shot. I go, nope, want no part of it. And and so the question is, how are we going to get a good backlash on this? Because I'm telling you, if we don't, we're going to have to make a decision where we're going to draw our line in the sand. Are we just going to go ahead and knuckle down, even though we know there may be a risk of adverse reactions with the vaccines, or what?
Right, exactly. I know. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. We got to figure it out now, and we got to stop. We got to stop thinking about, start doing some things that are going to safeguard us from all of this. The data breaches are getting out of control. They're never going to do anything about them because too many people are making money off of this, and there's always usually a, you know, back reason. So, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You betcha.
That was great. It's huge. I think it's bigger than we think because of all the shared info that's going around. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate and
hi.
Uncle Milty, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You've got about a minute. Can you do it?
Oh, I'm going to do it in less than a minute.
Let's do it.
Thank you. Wrapping all of these subjects up, I mean, we can talk about them. You can talk about them. Everybody can talk about them. We do talk about them. We live them. Mm-hmm. Wrapping everything up into one big ball, I see 1984 in my face.
Right, right.
And I see it coming bigger and faster, like that ball that was rolling towards Indiana Jones in the first movie.
Right, right.
I don't like it.
And I know, I don't either.
It doesn't seem, you know, we can talk about it, but how do we stop that ball from rolling, that snowball that gets bigger and bigger? I don't care what subject it is. It doesn't matter, from Pelosi down to the post office and back again.
Yep. I totally agree with you.
Help me.
Okay.
I'm going to say goodbye, but talk.
All right. We will. Thank you for that. Let me tell you something. Think about this. I want everybody to realize this. This is big. In Oregon, there's 109 offenses that can take away your license or suspend it. 109, 50 of which have nothing to do with driving. Now, think about this Agenda 21 style. Just think about this. You lose your driver's license if you don't pay your library fines, don't shovel the snow off your sidewalk, don't trim a tree that overhangs in a neighbor's property. What could they do with that, too, on the flip side at the DMV? Cause a lot of people to not have a license. Cause a lot of people a lot of difficulty in getting anywhere except for using all the crazy crapola that they serve up in the way of their...
public transportation.
Yeah. Think about that. I don't think anyone's really taking that into consideration, all the breaches that can take away your license. And when they share interagency-wise, what would they love to go after in Agenda 21? Your ability to drive, because that's what gives us a lot of freedom in this country, is our ability to get in a car and go where we want, unhindered.
You know, the caller's right, though.
Uh-huh.
What's all of it connected to? Too much government.
We've
got to stop them.
Yeah. Agencies out of control that actually get to police themselves. They're not even subject to laws in America, our own government. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Bedrock Quartz selection of 100% natural stone countertops are organic and quarried directly from the earth with no fillers, additives, or byproducts. We pride ourselves in having products that are durable and can handle hot pots, pans, and spills without destroying the integrity of the stone. Our natural stone countertops will last a lifetime, and the pricing is competitive. The quality, top-notch, and the service, excellent. For beautiful quartz, granite, or marble countertops that are built for your future, call Bedrock Quartz on Riverside Drive today or bedrockquartz.com.
Your locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store is having a huge sale and clearance. Sleep better on this beautiful queen panel bed for just $299. Save big on this five-piece dining set at just $299. Relax on this gorgeous sofa for $200 off. Right now, during the sale and clearance, it's yours for just $299. During this sale and clearance, for a limited time, get 24 months special financing. Save on bedrooms. Save on dining rooms. Save on sectionals. Save on recliners. And save in the Ashley Sleep Center, too. Get up to 50% off select mattresses or get 1 year no interest, no minimum purchase on Ashley Sleep, Sealy, or Beautyrest mattresses. And find out why Ashley Home Store is North America's number one Tempur-Pedic retailer and save up to $1,000 plus 12 months special financing. Ashley Home Store, East Red Cliffs Drive, in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're going to love this Ashley Furniture Home Store. Outdoor Living has the finest selection of customizable designer patio furniture in Southern Utah, and they're having a year-end inventory clearance sale. Outdoor Living needs to move everything from 2018. Find prices as low as 60% off on outdoor dining sets, outdoor fireplaces, and aluminum and wicker furniture. Things will go quick, so stop in today. Do incredible things with your outdoor spaces, so you'll absolutely love where you live. Outdoor Living, located on the south end of Bluff in the former Deseret Book location. Even in the desert, the temperatures can drop significantly. Save money and keep your family warm and cozy throughout the fall and winter months with a furnace checkup from A. Zion Mechanical. A poorly functioning or broken heating system can cause expensive repairs and high energy bills. Let A. Zion Mechanical save you money on your energy costs by providing you with the highest quality service. Call A. Zion Mechanical today for the $69.99 furnace checkup. They'll have you up and running the same day. Or visit azionmechanical.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I'll make you a promise. When you go into any Best Mattress location, you'll be treated to a great, great experience. Our highly trained people really care about helping you. You notice that the minute you walk in, but it doesn't stop with them. The guys who deliver and set up your bed are just as respectful and helpful. I insist on it. You won't get better service anywhere, and you can't find better prices anywhere. Best Mattress, home of the Sleep Easy Guarantee.
Ogden's Flooring and Design is clearing out all of 2018 to bring in 2019. All in-stock items are priced to move, and clearance items are up to 60% off. Remnants start at just $99. All types of flooring are 0% interest for 12 months OAC. And carpet has a lifetime labor warranty.
This is Jill at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Come experience our showroom complete with furniture, window coverings, and more. Everything from your floor to ceiling. We've got you covered. We're near Costco on 850 North. See you soon.
Ogden's Flooring and
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
Are you trying to lose weight and get in shape? Are you trying to recover from an injury or surgery? Or are you trying to improve your overall health? A swim spa or hot tub can offer you a multitude of options to lose weight, get in shape, and improve your cardiovascular health. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool has an amazing combination hot tub swim spa unit. Let Absolute Spa show you how quick, easy, and affordable it can be to own your own hot tub or swim pool. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool, 765 North Bluff Street, or AbsoluteComfortUtah.com to learn more.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Your data, man, it's out there. And Utah isn't doing much about it. I mean, they keep telling you they are, but they're not doing anything. Nobody is. They can say that all they want. Make sure you get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics. And I went over last night just to see how, you know, like my anemia is going. And they can very easily tell you what is going on inside your body. And I was so grateful. I even brought my son in so they could, you know, see what's going on with him. Because he's had some health stuff lately. And so I just love it over there. And I hope that you get over there for some hyperbaric oxygen to help your cells flourish and then help you heal. And then also a lot of people with brain injuries or, you know, afflictions of the brain, all kinds of things are going in there for some help. And they're really getting help. I can't say this enough. Inside Out Hyperbarics. Get in touch with what's going on in your body. It's really nice to be able to analyze that and know what's going on instead of just guessing or looking on the internet and trying to guess. Get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics, insideouthyperbarics@gmail.com, and they will answer any questions. They are fantastic people, and they will really help you. And they have a medical doctor on staff, and they also are just really great. So can't say enough about them. This data thing is just so sick. So let me tell you, Utah, there's so many. If you really look at it, do you remember 2012? They had a huge health data breach, mm-hmm. security slip, they called it, that exposed yeah. personal info, 750,000 residents to hackers.
Mm-hmm.
Then Utah was to receive in just back about 4 months ago, 5 months ago, $900,000 in Uber data breach settlement. There's a lot going on. We have just in May of last year, another 17.6 million driver's license numbers were stolen in a breach. I mean, this just keeps going.
You know, in a way, it might be a good thing.
Really?
No, because really, imagine if somebody gets a hold of your data through uh-huh. one of these breaches.
Right.
And then goes out to pretend they're you.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to Indiana and do something bad.
Uh-huh.
And they come after you.
Yeah. Are you getting to the good part yet?
Yeah. Good part is you can prove you weren't in Indiana.
Okay.
And so now you're off the hook.
Okay.
That's the
I'm
good
reaching
part.
For this silver lining, but it looks like I have
that's
to go
it.
Defend myself.
No, that's as silver as it gets.
Thanks. Makes me feel so much better.
The government doesn't need all this data on us.
No, they don't. They really don't.
No.
And but they're taking it, aren't they? And you know, you want a driver's license, you want to be able to drive, but how much of this is tied into Agenda 21?
Mm-hmm.
How much of this is tied into the one-stop shop? Of course it is, because we know that that's exactly where it's leading. That's why they did the federal law. That's why they're doing these laws. And we're in trouble. We're in trouble. This isn't going away. It's getting worse. We had two huge breaches today
mm-hmm.
with a third. In fact, I haven't even gone over that one.
You know what's interesting is this new driver's license that they're going to make mm-hmm. everybody get
mm-hmm.
under some kind of federal guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a federal ID, but they're not calling it a federal ID because they're making the states manage it.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's really going to be a all of them are going to, every driver's license from every state is going to be the same thing. It's a federal ID.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. And like I just said before the break, making sure people caught that because I know people come in and out of the show. In Oregon, 109 offenses that take away your license, 50, almost half, have absolutely nothing to do with driving whatsoever. And so if you don't do something, if you're hung up in code enforcement because somebody saw an RV on your property and went and tattled on you because of that wonderful neighbor that you have that mm-hmm. doesn't have enough, you know, cojones to come over and talk to you. So if with that resulting taking your license away, are they going to keep adding to this little trough of offenses? And when they can get with debt collection and when they can get with health and when they can get with all these places, there's no telling. I mean, we could be looking at 500 offenses to where they can take your license and threaten you into compliance because everybody wants to drive. I mean, everybody.
One thing that comforts me, though, is that mm-hmm. your Social Security number can never be used as identification.
The number
they
one
told
identifier.
Me that.
And you fell for that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, Kate, I want to tell you about my pet peeve.
Uh-huh, sure.
When I go to the bank, or credit union, whichever, when I go to the bank and I want to take maybe, let's say, $200 out of my checking
uh-huh.
account, invariably they ask me and say, can we see your driver's license?
Yes. Yes,
and
they
I
do.
And I said, well, what if I walked here and I didn't bring the driver's license?
Right.
Anyway, and then the next, but I do have a driver's license, so they say, can you take it out, please? And I say, why? And they say, we need to see if it's expired or not. And so then I go to war with them, and I say, if it was expired, would that mean that I'm not me?
Yeah, I've had this happen.
I want my money out of the account right now.
It's your money.
If you don't do it, I will take all my savings, and I'll go somewhere else. Now, give me my money, because you know that this is me.
Right.
And I go through this every time, and you know what? They finally say, okay, sir, we want to make you happy. Here's your money. I think if we all revolted against some of these phony baloney rules,
yes,
that maybe something would happen.
Amen.
Oh, I'm so with you. I've had this happen to me, and I couldn't believe that they were denying my license because it was a day overdue, and they weren't going to give me my money. And I had this happen, and I was so amazed at what you have to go through to even take a little bit of money out of your own checking account, and you could be there for 20 years. It's really leading to a lot of other stuff that I wish people would wake up and realize, and you're exactly right. It's so frustrating.
Well, I get adamant about it, and they always cave in.
Yeah.
Because I'll sit there and just be adamant and say, okay, I want my money. You know all my secret codes, and you know everything else, and so you know it's me. So who gives a flying fig whether or not I have a driver's license or it's expired?
Yeah,
you know?
And I
get really peeved about it, and now they kind of, sometimes they just recognize me and roll their eyes. And say, okay,
exactly.
Mr. Problem is here.
And you're not allowed to give them your social and your account number. And I always wonder what instigated the fact that you had to send an ID in, because even if you're in the drive-thru, because the fact that I don't think there were that many people that would actually know that identifying information to cause such a huge problem that they needed to instigate that in the first place. So
yeah.
I would doubt that was a problem.
Well, and then my second big thing is that when you get a certain age, they make you take money out of certain accounts.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, wait, it's my money. If I want it to be there and be there when I die, it ought to be my dang business.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes. Isn't your mattress looking pretty good? Thank you. Appreciate the call. Mattresses are looking pretty good.
Here's another one I don't understand.
Okay. What's
you
that?
Go in to cash a check, and they say, give me two forms of ID. And then they accept a credit card as a form of ID.
Yeah, why is that?
A credit card's not a form of ID. It's a credit card.
I totally get you. I don't understand it. Okay,
Wells,
hold on, caller.
Wells Fargo started this year.
Right.
I make some deposits for my son every once in a while. It's a business.
Sure.
I don't even work there.
Right.
You go in to make a cash deposit at Wells Fargo, they want your ID.
A cash deposit into an account.
You're
giving them money.
And you have to give your ID or they won't take your money.
Oh.
How's that?
Don't even get me started. Hi, caller. Yeah. Well,
and I'm just an employee.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. You know what I do? I never show my driver's license. I always just use my concealed permit.
Me too.
Okay.
Scan your license just about everywhere you go.
Yeah, I know.
And the only place I've ever been turned down is getting on an airplane.
Interesting.
I've gotten my tickets. You've gotten all the way to TSA.
Uh-huh.
They won't take the concealed permit.
Okay, that's interesting. Thank you for that information. Thank you.
I never sign my name when I rarely use a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
I just put an X on there.
An X? Interesting. Okay, I like that. Thank you. Oh, thank you. You know, people were saying in the comments of this, they were saying, you know what? I might just go get an ID card. Ditch the driver's license and get an ID card instead. Something to think about.
I don't put an X, but I make a scribble that looks nothing like my signature. But that really freaked me out. The first time I went to make a deposit for my son, and they said that we need your ID. We need your driver's license. And I'm like, what for?
Yeah.
It's not even my bank account.
Right.
I'm making a deposit for a company.
So what do they want the information for?
They just said it's our policy.
Yeah. Their policy also is when they give you money, you have to sign something and send it back up in the tube if you're in the drive-thru. Why? I don't understand that one either. It's getting to the point where I've seen such stringent rules just in the last 2 years be applied, and it's cumbersome, to say the least.
Well, and it's getting very cumbersome for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they want to go to a cashless society.
Yeah, they're making it
that
really
way they can
hard.
Track all this stuff without all the cumbersomeness.
Yeah, you're exactly right. No, it's true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Hi, Uncle Milton.
Hi there.
This is Uncle Daniel out in California.
I figured. What's going on?
Hey.
Yeah.
What you're talking about today, in a way, relates back to what you talked to Ben about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And my prayers for his daughter, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, thank you.
I assume she's still
Yeah, she's doing them. She's doing better, but it's, boy, it's costly. Go ahead.
Okay, well, that's mm-hmm. good. Basically, you know, he was talking about all the problems, for instance, in healthcare and how mm-hmm. something like Liberty HealthShare and for education, co-ops are better than going to schools. And that's really was encouraging to me because, as you may remember, I feel like government is nothing but a scam and a gang, you know, a violent gang that has people convinced that we need them for something. You can see with this so-called shutdown, gee, life is going on pretty good. You know,
mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
These co-ops. And then the surprising thing with Ben, though, was he said, after he said how great the co-ops were for education, he said, oh, but we still need government or we'd have chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that we need slave masters, which is really all they are,
mm-hmm.
To take money from our accounts and take land mm-hmm. from us. And I mean, a cop can shoot you and not even have to fill out a form. What do you need that for?
Yeah.
I don't need somebody looking over my shoulder all the time. And I don't know anybody who does. They're going to be bad people from here and there, you know, but they're not going to have an army at their beck and call or
right,
a police
right.
force to extort money from people.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but there's a big problem up in Los Angeles right now with the brand new mayor, this professional politician, mm-hmm. Garcetti. He's
mm-hmm.
from a family of politicians.
Right.
And there's like 13 people going after him for extorting money from them for giving them their jobs.
Yep.
I think most of them waited till they retired to sue him, but
yeah.
still, and I think they're actually going to go after him criminally as well, but
yeah.
You know, these
yeah,
politicians,
I get
they,
it. Hey,
they have
yeah.
a get-out-of-jail-free card. Anyway, as long as we rely on a violent force
mm-hmm.
to rule us, this is the kind of stuff that you're complaining about that's
yep.
what's going
to
happen.
Oh, I hear you. Thank you. Preaching to the choir.
That's right.
I totally get it.
We don't need any of this government.
Yeah. And
you know?
There's no – they really are trying to go to a cashless society. And the other thing is that I know all of you share the frustration in going shopping – and they want so much information from you now for a
mm-hmm.
purchase. And I
mm-hmm.
say no. Nope, nope, and nope. I hope you guys are too, or giving them a totally fake funny email, just giving them false info. I don't care what it is, but the amount of intrusion when I go in to pay cash for an item
mm-hmm.
is insane. At every store.
Do you have our rewards card?
Yeah, I always say I don't want
no,
it. I don't really care
I
about
don't.
It. I could care less. I don't really get any benefits anyway from those things. But they're going for their rewards, a little carrot on a
mm-hmm.
stick. But just even purchase without rewards, I've noticed that they're saying, well, we just want to make sure that we've got you in our system.
Yeah.
That's the other one.
Want
to make sure you're on our email list. And I always go, I am.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we just wanted to make sure. Yeah, I am. I mean... I feel like not only am I being camered everywhere I go, I'm feeling like any store I walk into, there's such a record daily of what your transactions are already and what you're doing.
This is try this. This
What's
is
up?
What I tell them often.
What's up?
I only come here in an emergency.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I've given false information too, just because I'm so irritated with it, you know.
None of your business at gmail.com. Everybody gives them false information.
You know, and they look at you. noneofyourbusiness@gmail.com. Yeah, that's my email address. So there's that.
And they write it there.
Yeah. They do. They actually do, which is kind of hilarious. Yeah, I know. All right, we're going to come back with Chris Ann Hall. And I do, there's a little bit more on the cell phone breaching that's going on that Joe Wolverton put out. He's really good. That I want to talk about too. McConnell, Nancy and her games, her audacity and her games. William Barr, we'll talk about that. Hat tip to Mark on that one. And then all kinds of stuff. So we'll come back and, boy, what a show we have ahead. And you're listening to The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com for podcasts. There you go.
Saint Joe Donald. seriously though, what's the most important thing in buying a car? Price. And I always have people asking me, Jared, how do you have the lowest price in 500 miles? And I tell them, the answer is you have to have a huge selection. You have to have hundreds of cars. Then you have to have a service center that can recondition those cars and make sure they're pristine. Because why? You warranty all those cars. By the way, service centers open to the public with one of the cheapest labor rates in town, I might add. And then you obviously have to have the financing lined up. You got to be preferred with all of our local lenders. And you have to have the option to carry people in-house, which we do. And finally, you need the team. You got to create a culture where they're delivering the greatest experience at the best value. And that is how you become the fastest growing independent dealer in Southern Utah. Boom.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.